Welcome to episode 415 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents George and Donna. In August, George and his family visited Majestic Elegance, Costa Mujeres. It was his second time to visit this resort and his fifth visit to a Majestic resort. He's here to tell us all about his trip and why he thinks Majestic resorts offer some of the best value in all-inclusive resorts. So let's get started. So why'd you pick this one again? You'd already been there.
Yeah, I know. The first time we went, it was January of last year, so it was not in the midst of COVID, but it was still kind of prevalent. And when we went, the resort was at maybe 30% occupancy. Half the restaurants were closed, the buffet was closed, so there was a lot of stuff that we really didn't get to experience. So we figured we'd give it a try because we really liked the rooms. This resort's slightly different than the other three Majestic resorts in the Dominican, so we wanted to go back and give it a try, and we bought our two adult daughters came with us, so it was interesting to see what they thought of it.
So,
did they think?
They liked it.
You guys have a specific room type that you like. Can you talk a little bit about why you like this resort for the kind of rooms that you always get?
So, yeah, I am a swim-up-only guy, basically. If a resort doesn't have swim-out suites, I really don't even look at it. So, the one thing that was different about this resort, as opposed to the other Majestics we've been to, on this resort, the swim-up suites, you walk out your slider out onto your patio, and there's literally steps right down into the pool. Your belly bed or the round day bed that they had at the resort actually sits on the patio, whereas in all of the Punta Cana resorts, the belly bed's in a big section of grass between the patio and the pool. So if you're getting out of the pool with wet feet, you got grass all over your feet, and then you're tracking into the room. So we like this one a little bit better, and the fact that it has steps is nice because in the Dominican resorts, none of them have steps. Some of the rooms actually have stairs or a ladder in front of it, but not all of them do. So sometimes you got to swim down a couple of rooms to get to the ladder so you can get out.
Interesting.
So a little bit different. And we always rent at this particular resort. The rooms are 1,000 square feet. They're literally one bedroom suites. They have a full bath and a half bath with a separate living room, dining room area. And they price really well. So, So we just keep taking those rooms because we really like them.
That's like the size of my apartment when I first moved to Raleigh. And it was a two-bedroom apartment, so that's a lot of space.
Yeah, it's a really huge room. Yeah.
Cool.
You're not as young as you used to, George, to get in and out of the pool without a ladder?
No, there's no way I'm rolling my fat butt out of the pool without a ladder.
It would be a roll too. Like I'd have to like hoist myself and just kind of lay down as much as possible, try to flip out of it.
Yep, no, and just kind of roll out. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So Cancun has changed their airport procedures a little bit. Can you talk about what to expect now whenever you arrive in Cancun?
Yeah, that was the greatest thing, and it's actually slightly changing again. So at the time we went, they had just gotten rid of the immigration tourist paperwork that you had to fill out. Normally you could either do it online in advance and print it out, or they'd give you the form to fill out on the plane on the way down. And what would happen is you'd go through customs, you'd give them the form, they'd write some information on it, and they'd rip it in half and give you half that you then had to bring back on your return flight home. And if you couldn't find that piece of paper, it was like a $40 charge to get a replacement. It took a lot of extra time. People didn't fill them out correctly and they'd have to do them again. And so Cancun, I think, was the second airport in Mexico where they got rid of that. So now as you go through customs, the only thing you have to show is your passport and your boarding pass. And that's it.
That's awesome.
And now I hear they're adding some special types of kiosks now that some of the other airports around the world use, where you basically just stick your passport in it. It scans the passport almost like it does at the airport and asks you a few questions and spits out a piece of paper. And literally, you should be through customs in 5 minutes, they're saying. So that will be another nice change, because Cancun customs can either be really good or it can be really bad.
I mean, it sounds similar to what they did in Vancouver with customs. And I don't know. I mean, those machines can be user error. It could take longer. I don't know. We'll see. We can be hopeful. That would be cool.
Yeah. Yep.
So I already know.
But at least the paperwork was a good first step.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So I know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What kind of transfer did you take?
So, yep, sort of like my swim out suite thing is I only take private transfers. So I actually booked it through the tour operator. I booked the vacation through. It was just my two girls, my wife and I, and there's no stops in between. There's no other resorts you have to stop at. There's no extra people stuffed into the back of this little van with you. And literally, once you hit, I think it's like three, maybe four people, you've actually already broken even. It's cheaper at that point to get a private than it is to get four shared. So, yeah. We almost always do that. It's really worth it.
Makes total sense, too. Yeah. So, that's cool. So, back to the resort. How was the check-in process? What did you think when you arrived?
So, it's got a really nice open lobby. Unlike the Punta Cana resorts, the Mexico resort actually, so you basically start upstairs where there's a bar and a lounge and the check-in area, a couple of kids clubs. And then they have like a split staircase that goes downstairs, and that's where the big lobby bar is and a few other things. In the Punta Cana resorts, they're all wide open. So you have these big arching entrances throughout the lobby area down below. There's a great breeze that comes in. For some reason in the Cancun resort, it's all glassed in with doors. So while it still looks nice and it is, you know, it's not hindering your view, you just don't get those great sea breezes blowing in. But vice versa, the air conditioning is pretty nice. So,
yeah.
You know, whatever your thing is. But the only difference we had this time with usual is we booked a preferred club room and they didn't check us in the preferred club lounge. They checked us in at the front desk. Wasn't any slower, really didn't make any difference. The resort was pretty empty when we checked in, so there was no loss of not booking or checking in through the preferred club lounge. No big deal at all.
Did you go to the club lounge for anything else, like for booking excursions or anything like that?
The only thing I used it for on the last day is as we were waiting for the shuttle. They do have coolers in there with water and juice and some little pastries and stuff like that. And they actually have large changing rooms with showers and bathrooms. So if you're one of those people that has a late flight and you want to hang out, you can check your luggage with the Bell Services guys. You can hang out at the resort. And then if you need to change or take a shower before you head to the airport, you can do all that. So that part's a really nice benefit of being in the club.
I think that would be a good benefit, vice versa, if you arrive early before your room's available too, you know, go ahead and
Yes, exactly.
Pool bar.
Yep.
Start your day.
Yeah. Yeah, because we do tend to get there early. I try to take the early flight out of Hartford. So sometimes, we do get there before check-in time.
Most people I know want to get there as early as possible and leave as late as possible. You know, have as much time on vacation.
Yeah, I mean, you're really kind of paying for those days. Why waste them?
Yeah. Yeah. I never want to show up late. So, you had your own pool, but did you visit the regular pool or the beach at all?
We did not. I am not a beach person. I don't mind walking it, but the idea of laying out in the sun and the sand is not my idea of vacation. So, I've been to, I don't know how many all-inclusive resorts, and I've only swam in the ocean once, and that was because I wanted to snorkel with the sea turtles, which I didn't see any, but otherwise, yeah, otherwise I'm strictly a pool guy. So, nope, didn't see that. We didn't go to the main pool at all. It's, they have a DJ there, and there's a bigger bar, and it's a little more of a party pool than the club pool is, and the swim out suites do connect to a pool. It's not private for them, so other guests can use the loungers and the day beds that are on the opposite side of the pool from the rooms. So if you're looking for a really private swim out suite pool experience, this resort probably wouldn't really be the best option for you. But I don't care about that. So the pools are great there.
Okay. That's cool. And how about the food? I know you're a super taster, a picky eater. So how's the food for you?
I'm kind of picky. I did try a few more things there. We like the food there. Is it going to win a Michelin star? No, probably not. But it's not diner food either. So for us, it fits that nice, happy medium where the food quality's good. The preparation's always good. The menus, I don't usually have a hard time finding something I like on the menus. And for Majestic, for what you pay to stay at their resorts, I still think they're one of the best values out there. It's a resort that I almost always recommend to first timers because I think it gives them a great bang for the buck. They're going to get to see what an all-inclusive resort entails, and then we can kind of tailor from that experience whether do they need something a little higher end or do they want something a little bit, you know, less expensive and stretch their budget a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Cool. That's yeah. So I mean, going back to the food, did they have like a teppanyaki one here? Like one of the Japanese steakhouses?
They do. And that they do. So it's a combination sushi bar and teppanyaki tables. So you can walk in and do sushi anytime. Teppanyaki does require reservation. That and the bistro, which is their French restaurant, are the only two restaurants that require reservations. Everything else is just walk up.
Okay. Nice. And what about, you said you didn't really do the other pools. Did you do any of the entertainment on site?
We didn't do too much. Trying to think if we did anything at all. One night, we actually had reservations for teppanyaki, which turned out to be the night that they do the big outdoor dining event up on the plaza. So they literally have almost every kind of food that they cook in any of the restaurants that they cook outside. And they have tables set up everywhere, and it's like a big party, and they had a mariachi band playing, and I wish we'd known about it. Unlike all of the other Majestic resorts, the butlers use WhatsApp. For some reason in Mexico, we were told that they're no longer allowed to use that. So getting in touch with your butler and getting daily information was a lot harder because there was no real way to get in touch with them. Yeah, so I'm still confused about that. I mean, yeah, if you don't want them to use it, that's cool, but you need to have something else.
Because is that something new that they just hadn't figured out yet? Yeah.
Okay. When we were there last year, we used it in January, and it was fine. And this time, no. So I'm not sure what happened, why they banished it. But yeah, it just makes communicating with your butler a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, that would be hard. That does sound
cool. I've never had one of those, so.
And a butler, yeah. I know, first world problem.
No, never had a butler.
I mean, that would be cool, though. I wonder if they do.
We call them butlers.
Go ahead.
We call them butlers, but technically, if you're used to what sandals would consider a butler, they're not butlers. They're more like glorified concierges. They have a pretty decent number of rooms, so you're not going to get a ton of personalized one-on-one service. But in past years where they were using WhatsApp, every morning you'd get a text message basically from your butler that would say, here's everything that's going on today, you know, lunch at the main pool at this time, and this is the entertainment. And now you just don't really know. You kind of got to dig through the app and see if you can figure out what's going on that day.
That's what I was going to say. Don't they have an app? Because, I don't know, maybe, yeah, seems like they need to figure that part out.
Yeah, they do have an app. And there was a thing, was it you could call in, or I think you could message in or call in on the app and leave a message for your butler, which I did. And the next I asked him if he got the message and he said no. So whatever happened there, process broke down and he didn't get my message.
I'm trying to think why they would stop using WhatsApp. It must be, I don't know. That's really strange. I use it a lot, but
yeah. Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, any other final thoughts about your trip? Anything you wanna that we forgot to mention?
No. Again, if you're looking for an all-inclusive resort, I think Majestic is a great place to start. If you've never been to one and you wanted to give one a shot, you're going to get a great value for your money. You get to see what it is. They have four different resorts, one in Mexico and three in Punta Cana. All are a little bit different. So they have something for everyone. They have club level. They have non-club level. It's a great resort. It was the first one I ever went to, and we've been going back pretty steadily since then.
Yeah, you said five times. That's really cool. Your daughters are lucky that
five
you took
times,
them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Take is a relative term. They accompany us. Since they're both older and adults, yeah, you just give me a credit card. We'll take care of it.
Nice. That's really good. You have them trained well. I can't imagine my kids. I feel like I'll be taking them whenever they're like 30. We'll see. Maybe not.
Oh, we'll have to get an intervention for you.
All right. Well, on that note, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, George, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly!